Yesterday afternoon, longtime aviation director Jerry Orr sent a memo to his boss, city manager Ron Carley, basically saying, hey, now that lawmakers have created this airport authority and made me the director, here are a few things we'll need to work together on. And oh, by the way, this means my employment with the city is terminated. Well, Carley seized on that line as a resignation, which he promptly accepted. Orr's attorney says that wasn't the aviation director's intent. Either way, Orr is out of a job because a judge has put the airport authority transition on hold, pending a lawsuit from the city.
There's nothing personal about any of this from my perspective. This is simply business.
City manager Ron Carley.
He's in one place as the authority director. We're in another place with the operation of the city. And I expect everybody to go forward in a professional and constructive manner.
But you could have, I guess, not accepted it or said, well, hang on, the airport authority isn't official yet. We're working through this in the courts. Let's just sort of business as usual. Keep him on.
Mr. Orr was represented by counsel and represented himself as executive director of the airport authority. I think he was very clear in that in all of his representations yesterday. And as such, we need to have a city employee that's actually providing continuity to the airport. Thus, I appointed Jerry's, what is really his number two person, Brent Cagle, to provide that during this interim period.
The subtext here is that Orr had clearly aligned himself with the airport authority side of this issue. And now that the city is fighting the airport authority in court, it just wouldn't do to have Orr running the airport for the city. But Orr has been pro-airport authority all along. Why not get rid of him sooner?
I probably have had more external advice on what I should or shouldn't do with regard to Mr. Orr than all the employees I have supervised in my entire 35 years in executive management and local government. At the end of the day, my responsibility as a professional manager is to engage with staff in a professional manner and try to ensure that the services of the city are conducted in a professional manner. And that is the way in which Mr. Orr and I think, have conducted ourselves jointly. If the airport authority becomes a reality at some point in the future and Mr. Orr becomes executive director of the airport authority, then I will work with Mr. Orr as executive director of the airport authority. The one thing the city will not do is in any way act in a manner that will disadvantage the airport or in any way put ourselves at risk of maintaining the best airport that we can.
You say this is a business decision, and you talk about wanting to ensure the stability of the airport, but you could also look at this and say, Jerry Orr, removing the longtime director of the aviation department at a juncture like this only makes things more unstable for the employees out there and for the customers that have a relationship with him.
I recognize and appreciate what he has produced at the airport, his successes in creating a highly successful airport, although I think it would be an overstatement to say that the airport is what it is only because of one person. There's an excellent leadership team that Jerry has developed. And so I tried to turn to the person that I think Jerry had the most confidence in to provide the continuity. I have also authorized Brent very explicitly that if he needs to consult with Jerry, he's free to do so on operational issues. And so I'm very confident that the team that Jerry built is very capable in continuing operations seamlessly for the traveling public and for the airlines and our contractors and vendors at the airport.
Carley says he won't start looking for Orr's permanent replacement until the court resolves whether the airport can be transferred to a regional authority. Meantime, the city's communications staff confirms it's considering hiring an outside PR firm to handle, or maybe a better phrase would be get under control, this airport controversy that shows no sign of winding down. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.